Consequence Podcast Network. Bite-sized album reviews for the music fan on the go who wants to stay in the know. This is Consequence of Sound.
Higher we go, beg and plead for the culture. Higher we go, beg and plead for the culture.
I'ma put these wax in your face. In your face. Show you
Culture 2,
you
the new record by Migos. An audio review by Dan Weiss. Read by Michael Rothman. The term double album isn't getting thrown around much regarding Migos' nearly two-hour sequel to 2017's unexpected and deserving smash, Culture. But it would help. Culture 2 is the biggest trap album of all time, and it could use some sense of where Disc 1 ends and Disc 2 begins. The infinite playlist system gaming approach is a favorite of Drake's, but even he learned sometime between Views and More Life that you need to shake things up if you're going to drop a 20-plus track anvil on your fans' heads. And for the threesome of rappers Quavo, Offset, and Takeoff, this is a varied release. The Neptunes contribute a half-vintage, half-trap production on Stir Fry, which is actually a pretty sizable departure in this 808s and autotune drench company. Too Much Jewelry has a surprising vocoder break. The ghostly chipmunk soul and out-of-tune piano on Made Men sound positively New York, as if we're hearing something from Prodigy and Alchemist circa 2006. And both Two Playa and BBO make exhilarating use of saxophones and brass, even though the latter, which stands for Bad Bitches Only, unfortunately evokes Seinfeld's Smelly Car episode.
Oh, this isn't even B.O. This is beyond B.O. It's B.B.O.
This should be a B.O. squad that patrols the city like a smell Gestapo to sniff them out, strip them down, and wash them with a big soapy brush.
Skip to any of these tracks out of context, and you'll at the very least be partly wowed. Too Much Jewelry is nearly as lush as last year's Hotel Mezzanine special Big on Big. And the sizzling harmonies on the positively gorgeous opener, Higher We Go, are even more tuneful than Culture highlight, All Ass. But taken track after track, these 24 songs and 105 minutes eventually melt into each other.
Bad bitches only, bad bitches on me, 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 hit her for a minute, then I pass her to the home.
Even without many flat-out bad songs, Migos' overall sonic vocabulary and lyrical facility are so minimalist that the greatest moments here are hard to tell from the ordinary ones. After all, it's not like we want to listen to a 105-minute album from the Ramones or AC/DC either. It doesn't help that their pioneering style of rat-a-tat triplet rhyming is already well represented across years of solid mixtapes, all of which culminated into the greatness of the original Culture, partly because they had finally edited out everything but the best, Big on Big on Big.
Half a ticket on my chair. Clear white diamonds make your eyesight blur.
Excuse me, I have on too much jewelry. Never too much, never too much, so much.
I just cast out.
Lyrically, Culture 2 is the usual dartboard, peppered with winners. Quavo insists that I didn't graduate, but I know chemistry and science on autopilot. Offset threatens to give people nose rings on Narcos. And Takeoff begins his verse on Crowd the Kings by admitting, I got every drug that start with a letter. Together, they describe their jewelry like no one else, comparing the wrists to fishbowls and McFlurries. And despite threats to pull up on foes like Huggies on Flooded, the Migos' philosophy is more, why would I hop on some beef when I could just hop in the Porsche?
Trapping like the narco. Got dope like Pablo. Cut dope like Pablo. Cut dope. Chop trees with the Draco. On the north got Diego. Say hasta luego. We'll be in rapping kilo. Yeah. Snub nose with potato.
Elsewhere, Beast is a femme fatale ode that details a girl so bad she spit in my cup of lean. Motorsport reinforces Cardi B's hot streak and Nicki Minaj's depressing decline, both without much surprise, though the song does contain the memorable insult, you a dork, which is, of course, echoed with a dork ad lib. And finally, you have to hope that when they say she got a little turkey neck on Two Playa, they're not talking about a vagina, even though prior evidence, namely the line, she got little perky breasts, means it probably is.
Then I put her on lean. Yeah. She got a little perky breasts. Perky. I put a little ice on the flex. She got a little turkey neck. Don't look at that skeleton, too long, might drown.
When Jay-Z and Biggie made double albums during similar cultural takeover moments, they pulled in an epic outside cast and shuffled through almost every idea they could think of. They ended up extending their sonic palettes pretty far. Granted, Hovo roping in Lenny Kravitz wasn't necessarily a good idea, but it was a signpost that kept a very long record awake. The problem with Migos is that they also may have exhausted their creative wells, which wouldn't be that hard. Their most ambitious statement ever is still incredibly homogenous, rarely changing in tempo or dynamics, which is partly the 808 Drunk Landscape's fault. The trio gave a double album their best, with plenty of head-turning lines, hilarious stray shouts, dinner rolls on CC is a personal fave, and productions that further dilate the luxury trap spectrum, but not widely so. The question remains, why did they feel like they had to make a double album? And well, the streaming data will most certainly be the answer in the months to come. Migos Culture 2 is now available via Quality Control, Motown, and Capitol. Our grade? B.
Stay tuned to Consequence of Sound for album review podcasts 3 times a week. If you love these shows, don't keep it to yourself. Let the world know. Rate and review us on iTunes and Podchaser. And be sure to check out our other programming on the Consequence Podcast Network.
Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.